Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No more tears. We're actually doing some sports stuff. The NBA draft is tonight on a Thursday. We are stunned to the news, and we go underwater. It's the Best of the DA Show, and it starts right now.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
Hello! Hello!
Good morning, my neighbor!
Get off!
Damon Amendola.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start today. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. The rest of my life gonna start today.
Yeah.
Bing the bang the boom dong.
Let the big doggy!
DA, great question.
All aboard!
The dog!
This is why you do what you do. Yo!
Somebody stop me!
Have some fun with your marriage.
I'm coming to you to be fat. Let me be fat.
Look it.
There's so many sickos in this country.
This is facts.
Oink, oink! Ow!
Hot and hurt.
I like pleasuring myself.
This is so dumb.
A little more juice.
What?
I am broken!
Good morning!
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, DA. Let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know, I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
DA, man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
You guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Permission
fun
to board that mothership.
What's up, DA, brother? Mothership has connected.
Hey, you the man, DA.
America, the mothership has connected from Honolulu to a cow going moo moo from Anchorage, Alaska to wherever Rogers did a ayahuasca, Kalamazoo to Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, DA. Everything we saying, DA. Everything.
Good morning on a thirsty Thursday, everybody. It's still Mraz for now here with Bogish, PDB, Carlos with a shift on the other side, Peter Schwartz here, looking to get his kids into an update 3 of 4 this morning on the show. A fun show planned for you. It is NBA draft day. We'll speak to Mike Varkanov, who has joined us throughout the postseason. He'll join us in the final hour of the show. Adam Finkelstein will be anchoring coverage of the NBA draft on CBS Sports HQ. He'll join us on the top of hour number 3. 1983 NFL MVP and a guy who revealed the Commander's name to us, Joe Theismann, will join us at the top of the last hour. And we'll even get 2004 World Series champion Kevin Millar on a little baseball at the bottom of next hour. So we got 4 guests today. Can you tell my producing days? I'm trying to just take care of some relationships here.
So you're producing finally on the way out. Is that what we're being told here?
You didn't book guests for years, yeah. And now you're putting four per show the rest of the way?
I figured out that what happened, everybody found out about the announcement I was leaving. I got several emails from people congratulating me and then going, would you like to get on some guests before you're no longer part of the show? So we jam-packed them in, baby.
Here we go, and I'm assuming DA will rejoin us this morning, reinsert himself into the show to discuss the Lions' new alternate uniforms.
Well, I'm assuming maybe. By the way, that logo stinks. DA might also have to have a word with management as, his comments have gone viral.
Whoopsie. People are listening.
By the way, when he put on that New York embargo, I guess he forgot that he has to play back Curtis Granderson when he comes back next week.
So and I don't think they picked this picture on purpose, but the picture in the articles is DA in front of the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm assuming, giving the middle finger off camera to New York City behind him.
Exactly. Whoops. But we'll have fun with that. And by the way, thoughts, everything, at Mraz CBS, at Andrew Bogus.
At Sean Morash.
Oh, my God. You're right. I got to get used to that.
At Mraz CBS is already something else.
At Sean Morash, at Andrew Bogus, which, because we're going to move on. We're going to do a sports show today. I saw a couple tweets on this yesterday, including at our boss, Spike Eskin, about this.
Oh.
People were really mad about my Twitter handle change. And my boss said, did you mention that? I said, yes. Several people have tweeted at him, how could you want to take him but not take him and change him?
It's a fair question.
That's not what's happening.
Feels like it.
They, in that audience, nobody's going to know me as this because it was such a unique nickname here. People are going to be so confused when that's not my name. And it's a confusing thing when you go to a local market. They want me the personality I am. They just want me to go by my real name. And by the way, people really angry about this. Just so everybody knows, I'm really happy about that part. I have a name. I'd like to use it.
Okay, but isn't everyone on that show going to call you Mraz?
Because
everybody calls you Mraz.
No, nobody calls me that outside of this.
Tom doesn't?
No. I've known Tom well.
Evan doesn't?
Never have called me. It's always been Sean or whatever. And when I host
Evan
shows
does
over
a big Morash, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to get it right. And every time I've done shows elsewhere, BetQL, I don't go by that. WFN, I've never gone by that. So that is a very DA show-centric thing. So just so everybody knows, if you're out there fighting the good fight for my nickname, know that I want that part.
All right, fine. But I will also point out that our boss, you've already mentioned, has written more than one email about not necessarily relying on Twitter as a place to get ideas or
focused on my Twitter name. Yeah.
Take a temperature of the audience. Nobody cares what you tweeted. But then has a lot of pro Twitter moves as well. Like, this is not the first time where he's focused surprisingly quickly and in a minute way on Twitter after telling us not to focus that specifically on Twitter.
Shocker.
Take a lay in New York.
Somebody around here not following what their own advice is, including me on dieting. All right. Well, how about the NBA draft tonight?
How about it?
So we have top three picks. The Charlotte Hornets, what they do might be very interesting tonight. Will they pass on a generational player for a question? Brandon Miller, we'll see about that.
I like your sigh, like you're really worried about what the Hornets are going to do.
I am.
Are they not going to take Scoot Henderson? I mean, really?
They're not. They're not if you listen to Woj. I care, baby. I care about the little people.
I feel like they want
Travis Hancock in South Charlotte here.
That's fine. I understand that. Look out for the people like Travis. He's a good guy, but
blue collar.
Blue collar.
Blue. I'm blue. Da-ba-dee-da-ba-da.
Pete didn't even know the draft was tonight, this time yesterday.
Yeah, great marketing by the NBA.
And you're sitting...
Great marketing. It's been everywhere because of Wembanyama.
I think that's actually...
The first pitch.
It's actually your fault,
him.
Pete.
All I hear about is him. I don't hear about the draft.
Yeah, no, this one's on you, not the NBA.
All right, well... We
told Pete the draft was tonight. He was like, it does feel a little cold in here.
Well, I will say...
Morty's still sleeping.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Give Morty a break, please. Oh, yeah, good joke. No, I think the NBA should have did a little better job at this and not put it right after the season.
They do it every year. First week after the season.
Well, it's a little ridiculous.
Don't you notice? DA's usually off today.
Yeah.
or tomorrow.
He hasn't discussed a number one pick in six years.
I'm so used to the NBA stuff being in July, like the free agency.
Yeah. Sure. That makes sense. But I think, to Pete's point, what's going to be special about tonight, which leads us into our cold open here, is that I think there's a potential, and we already saw one last night, which we're going to start with as well, for quite a few names to be moved tonight, and not necessarily like July sign and trade, all of that. So what will be the biggest NBA shakeup tonight? And did we already see it last night? It is where we begin. It is your cold open.
Bounce pass, man, open on the left wing, driving middle to the dotted line, hook it outside, George, a left wing, three, book it! Paul George, butter! And the Clippers lead by 13, their largest of the night. 132-119, timeout Warriors.
SGA drives left, bends off, step back 18-footer, short. George with a good rebound. Oh, George just goes down hard. A foul's going to be called. George just got undercut, and he's in pain. Dort got into his landing space, and this is the last thing the Clippers are looking for.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
All right, of course you heard Noah Eagle there. Paul George baskets. The last time Paul George got hurt there in late March. So the reason we play Paul George is there's a report from Mark Stein. Little breakup shakeup could be coming to the old Clippy Clips as Paul George might be being shipped away tonight. And that would be a big name, I think, on the move. But let's put a pin in that. Take a sip of that for just a moment. Last night, Marcus Smart. I think the Grizzlies called Steve Carell and said, we need to get smart. They acquire Marcus Smart in a three-team deal.
And there goes Morty. Nice working with you, Morty. It's been a pleasure. Sorry we broke you.
But Kristaps Porzingis ending up in Boston. Now, the early reported trade yesterday fell apart, which was Porzingis up to Boston, and Brogdon would have been on the move.
To the Clippers.
To the Clippers, right. Absolutely. So here we go now. Smart goes to Memphis, which I think is a good move for Memphis. Now, whatever you think of the Ja Morant situation, more or less, is he going to get himself into more trouble? Who knows? But the Grizzlies still were one of the best teams in the Western Conference last year. And clearly, we're missing something. And Marcus Smart gives him that grit, that tenacity, and a damn good defensive player. He's Draymond Green light in many ways for what he could bring to a really good team. That being said, we have talked about the Boston Celtics ad nauseum since that Miami Heat series where they were down 3-0. And with that, I turned off my game with that.
But not mine.
Oh. Oh, there I go. Suspended again. With that.
Come and get me, DA.
No, I had a little carbonation here. With that.
Really?
With that, I don't know that necessarily dumping out on Marcus Smart, who actually gives you the intangibles that you would think you still need on a championship team, and going to get an oft-injured Kristaps Porzingis in the mix here, answers that. Now, Al Horford looked like a dinosaur ready for extinction at times this year, so you do get some of that length with shooting ability with Porzingis, who, when healthy, was really productive still with the Wizards. The problem is, he's never healthy and can't be counted on. Can he truly be counted on as your number three guy here while losing what Marcus Smart brought defensively? Now, the Celtics are going to acquire, I believe, two first-round picks. The Warriors pick in this.
Which is next year.
Next year.
And number 25 tonight.
Tonight. The reason I bring that up is, is that part of another package still to come where the Celtics continue to add,
right,
and they're packaging picks to ship them out? I have a hard time thinking, Bogish, that this is the final move Kaplan Celtics are going to pull off here.
Your cold open is that Brad Stevens is a gambler and maybe a genius. He made multiple moves to rebuild a roster, tweak a roster last year that made them one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. And he kind of did what we were talking, was it yesterday or the day before, about Jaylen Brown re-signing for the max of whatever it is,
right,
5 years and $295, that it felt, at least to me, like they needed to do something to change up the overall dynamic, and here they just traded away their heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, Marcus Smart's their guy. Marcus Smart has his hair green at times,
yeah,
because he loves the Celtics that much.
That's going to be an odd blue shade to have to buy from CoverGirl.
But I'm sure they'll figure it out, and I'm sure there's a nice stylist or two in Memphis that can get him to the right shade.
Shep might know one.
That's very true. But I see what Brad Stevens is doing here. He's keeping the better player in Jaylen Brown, but he's also changing the dynamic of the team. This is sending a message, I think, to the rest of the organization. Like, it was great. And, you know, I read a thing this morning that Marcus Smart might have his number retired one day in Boston. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I mean, that would be, I mean, we talk about the Yankees retiring a lot of numbers. And Smart spanned a lot.
Yeah,
Isaiah.
Right.
Kyrie.
But he's
the fake Isaiah.
He's important enough that that's even a thought that somebody had, that he could have his number next to Bird and McHale in the rafters in Boston. And now he's gone. And it also feels a little like what you mentioned the other day. It's better to move early than late.
Yeah.
He's about to be 30, just turned 30. His value probably is going to start to decline pretty quickly here soon, where he maybe loses that elite edge defensively. So now he's gone. Now you rely on Brogdon if he's healthy and happy that he almost was traded. Derek White blossomed in this last postseason. And now you throw Porzingis in there. I understand all the concerns, but he also averaged 24 points a game last year, played 65, 68 games, which is for him a full season.
Yeah.
And my assumption is that no matter what, there will be two of those three guys on the floor at all times between Brown, Tatum, and Porzingis. And that's a nice, varied offensive attack.
It definitely is. And again, I still don't think it's done with Boston as far as what they're trying to do. But you're right. It's shocking to see the heartbeat removed. But everything had gotten stale, and we can't crush Boston that they need to change something. This isn't working. And then when they change it, go, why are you changing it?
Right.
Just because you don't like the piece that they're changing. So let's see what else they do. And you're absolutely right about Derek White. It almost already gets forgotten about what he's become a little bit there in Boston if he can continue to grow. 855-212-4227. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. As far as Paul George goes, lots of rumors. Could the Knicks be involved tonight in a move with Paul George? Obviously, we've heard a lot about whatever the Blazers could be thinking with the number 3 overall pick. Why that becomes significant? Well, as Woj has reported, it feels like Brandon Miller is going to go. And if you believe the betting markets, number 2 overall to the Hornets. And there are a lot of people who, you know, believe that Scoot Henderson is the slam dunk higher ceiling player than Brandon Miller.
Right. That would be that he'd be the number 1 pick if Victor Wembanyama was a year younger or older.
Right. So how could the Clippers pass up on that? But it also feels like Brandon Miller has maybe a little bit of more of a floor that he almost may not bust. I had Matt Moore on Beckuel yesterday. He said there's plenty of people that believe Amen Thompson, who played for whatever, the USA G League Elite, whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, many in the NBA think he's a better prospect than Brandon Miller as well. So there could be shakeups there. Do the Blazers move a pick? Or move their number 30 overall pick because people are drooling all over themselves for Scoot Henderson to try to pair a guy like Zion tonight with Damian Lillard. I mean, that could be fascinating. I would quantify that as a mistake, but we'll see. And Zach LaVine, another guy, obviously a high-flying point guard who's ran into injuries lately.
Yeah.
He could be moved. So Pete the Body's already gotten in my ear and says there'll be no movement, so this is a complete waste of time.
You heard it here first.
So you went from not knowing the draft was happening to having your finger on the pulse of NBA GMs.
Yeah, that's a Bilotti bomb right there. No moves will happen that anyone cares about during the NBA draft tonight.
Perhaps.
Guaranteed.
And the NBA draft will also bring us one of the great traditions in sports, and that is players doing dopey interviews in dopey hats on top of big hair for teams they'll never play a second for.
At least have a nice suit.
When we all know they're not going to that team.
Right, already, and they know, and yet they're sitting there in a Blazers hat.
Mm-hmm.
It is so stupid. So, I still don't understand why that exists and how the NFL figured it out. Why can't the NBA figure it out? I'm not sure. But anyway, anywho, as the kids may say.
Kids, don't say that.
There'll also be coverage at CBS Sports HQ. Adam Finkelstein will join us top of hour number 3. And away we go. And we're going to have some fun today. Have fun with your show. Thirsty Thursday, we're going to do some booskies next hour. I'm sure Schwartz is going to toast some kind of, oh no, the third hour. Schwartz will probably toast some sort of college scout who liked the way Bradley's Cavs looked on Friday at Bob's Bar. We'll have that happen.
I love how you wrote the rundown and didn't know what Thirsty Thursday was.
Does that shock you, Pete?
No.
Pete yesterday basically said he's going to miss me. He won't miss telling me, can you read the rundown? You produced the show.
Right. I'm not going to miss that at all. No way.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. All right. When we come back, we got something going on here. Oh, we're going to do a little sound check.
We got something next. Again, the list I made up right out of my head.
No, we're gonna do a little sound check. Carlos has printed us a nice little sound check. We got Victor Wembanyama. Sounds awfully cocky that he's going to the Spurs. You should be careful. Scoot Henderson's in this draft. Also, Kadarius Tone. I heard about this. I didn't hear this. All right. Let's have some fun. Have some fun with your Thursday. At Sean Morash on Twitter. at Andrew Bogish, at AJ Kaplan, at Pete the Body, at Carlos, that starts with a C, with a K, underscore on Twitter. Let's grow. It's the DA Show. On a Thursday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, Soundcheck is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at WesleyFinancialGroup.com. Yes, I only laughed based on Pete's comment yesterday as I was looking down. For another time. All right, sound check. Somebody Schwartz knows well, Victor Wembanyama, says he's excited to join the... Schwartz sits next to me. Is excited to join the Spurs.
For me, San Antonio is synonym of winning. And when on lottery night, you know, when the Spurs got the number one pick, I was just thinking, I was feeling lucky that they got the pick as a franchise that has that culture and that experience in winning and in creating good players, you know. So I really can't wait.
So first of all, congrats to Victor Wembanyama tonight. What I cannot officially have happen is the Spurs take more than 30 seconds to show us the pick is in tonight when they go up on the clock. He's openly talking about joining the Spurs. I'm sure he's probably already bought a house. I mean, let's be honest. it is so far above and known that this cannot... I will never forget the Colts took the full 10 minutes to take Andrew Luck.
I was there when David Carr was the first pick of the Texans.
Had already signed,
and the time between picks was longer then than it is now, and they let that bad boy hit zero. He had a contract, so it was like some teams every once in a while, they'll just sit there in case someone's like, hey, I'll give you 8 first-round picks and Michael Jordan for number one. He was a signed player, and the whole thing ran off. That was I have hated the NFL draft in person since that moment.
Yeah, so this tonight, let's go here. Let's get on with our lives. Take him. But anyway, congrats to Victor Wembanyama. Congrats to the Spurs. You know, I can't think of an organization that deserves more talent and more runs more.
Did you see the video that the NBA posted yesterday? They filmed him traveling to Yankee Stadium.
And
he
was
on a subway.
Yeah, he could not fit into it. It was the weirdest thing.
He's taller than the subway car. He had to legit bend down to walk from his seat through the doors to get off the train.
How is that comfortable?
It can't be. There's no way it is.
Not if you're standing.
Like, it makes me think, like, what's the right height where you're tall, impressively tall, and everyone goes, damn, you're tall, but it's not an inconvenience.
Schwartz's height. 6'4"?
6'4"?
But, like, you clear, like...
Clear the subway, yeah.
But, like, you ever bump your head accidentally on door frame? Like,
all the time.
Really?
My own den.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that would not be a comfortable height, then.
No.
I was going to say, like, I look at Schwartz, and he's really, like, he's... a big guy, but he's...
But, like, even, like, openings that I know I would fit under comfortably, right. I do duck.
Just in case.
Just to make sure.
The tall duck.
Safety first.
So I guess it's not 6'4", then. 6'2"?
But then it's...
Could you lose 2 inches and feel like you were more comfortable?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think my wife wants that to happen because then I can't reach those high... that didn't come out
different
the right
inches,
way.
Right. My fault.
Because then I can't reach those high spots in the supermarket.
You've never had to deal with this. I don't know if you've had to deal with this. You're ever around like an older lady in the supermarket or I had this happen to me. Somebody mentioned this on Saturday. This happened to me where she wanted like a taco old Del Paso box. It was like on the top shelf, but like there was like two left and they were pushed back. Excuse me, young man. Can you help me get that? And I looked up and I did. She thinks I'm taller than I am.
Yeah.
I did a leap. Belly popped out for a second. She goes, can you not get it? So I had to clear the Goya rice on the bottom shelf, wipe it out of the way. And I said, one of two things is going to happen here. Either I'm going to get this or this whole shelf is coming down. I stepped up on the top, on the bottom shelf and she went, be careful, be careful. And I was able, from the shelf, jump. I had one shot. Whew. I got it, thank goodness. Nothing went down. But Schwartz don't got to worry about that.
Have you ever been asked to try something on in a clothing store for somebody else?
For somebody else?
I've had people, and people have come up to my kids. You look just the size of my nephew.
Are you
Would
serious?
Would you try this jacket on? Or they'll go to the kids. You look like my grandson's height. Could you try this on?
That is creepy.
Happens all the time.
It happened to me. The jacket I wore today.
What?
Yeah, it was in Dick's Sporting Goods. The jacket I had today, I was looking at there was a rack of coats, like different colors and whatever, and I had the one on my hand, and somebody walked over, and I don't remember, he said, Uncle, Dad, you guys look similar. What size are you picking? And I was like, oh, this is a large. Like,
are
okay,
you
great.
Serious?
Yeah.
Well, Pete, you got your poll question. Have you ever been asked to try on clothes because you look like somebody else?
Now, at the very least, we were shopping for the same thing. It wasn't like they came out of nowhere. I'm like, hey, could you just throw this on your back for a second?
That is creepy.
I was already committed to the same area.
And by the way, imagine having like a really bad day where you feel really fat and somebody goes, you look just like my cousin Joey. Can you try the shirt on? Sure.
Up next in Soundcheck is my submission today. This caught my attention, and I think this is not good news for Brandon Miller, who may be in the number two pick tonight, because he thinks Paul George is his GOAT.
I actually don't think LeBron is, you know, the GOAT of basketball. I think my GOAT of basketball is Paul George. You know, I always grew up watching him, so it's never just LeBron.
So, not LeBron, it's Paul George. Is this just misusing the label here? Like, Paul George can be your favorite player over LeBron, but he can't be the GOAT. Like, that's not possible. Yeah. And if he really believes Paul George is better than LeBron, then you can't take him at second or third tonight.
Do you think he called him the GOAT because sometimes he thinks he's bad?
Do you think the fan regrets anything yet?
Is the ink on that contract dry?
Wait a minute, the who?
It's not wet yet, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You're next, Sean. Go ahead.
All right. Sound check. So you know we love New York sports around here,
so
and the Giants had a first-round pick named Kadarius Toney 2 years ago, and he got traded and became a Super Bowl champion with the Chiefs because he couldn't get on the field with the Giants.
Too much depth in that wide receiver room.
For some reason, he decided with the Super Bowl ring to take a shot at a fan base that actually liked him. Here it is.
That Super Bowl ring coming in this thing right up. Everybody in New York, right here.
When do you get your Super Bowl ring?
June 15th. Y'all be tuned in. I might be driving somewhere. I'm gonna go to the middle of New York with that middle finger. Hey, look, I love trolling. They be trying to troll me. I got some phone.
Ugh. You're gonna throw the middle finger up with your ring? First of all, it's not your ring finger, pal. Second of all, I put in more effort, blood, sweat, tears, grind, and grease for both the Giants Super Bowl 42 and 46 championship teams than Kadarius Toney did for this Chiefs team. And I say that seriously.
You do.
I did more for the 07 Giants and 11 Giants, including wearing the same underwear at times, than Kadarius Toney did. Now, I know he scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl, but over the long haul, he was not there in September. He didn't put in the work in August. I put in the work in August for Giants football.
I feel he like did. He played six games for the Chiefs. Like, he was a footnote.
Yeah. And look, he might end up being a great player. I liked him. I liked the pick at the time. But the Giant fans were devastated when the Giants traded him this year because it felt like they were giving up so early. Get lost, pal. And by the way, bless your heart. You got to play with Patrick Mahomes and a ready-made team. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, you can read the room a little bit better. Have fun. Have fun with your rings, but you don't need to bring New York into this.
I can't wait until... I mean, the Giants are going to end up in a Super Bowl, I would guess, in the next 4 years with Brian Daboll.
Yeah, I think so. That seems fair.
But, I mean, what, he's a coach of the year. They have a really good team. This is a championship-type organization.
True.
And we're going to be laughing at Kadarius Toney when that happens. So.
Unless he wins another ring and he's got two before you guys get one.
Look, that week at Radio Raw, I'll be sure to call you guys back here, let you know what's going on when the Giants are there.
Well, if it's a Central or Eastern time zone, one of us might be there too. I mean, not Pete, but I could be there with DA.
Definitely not me.
It could be Carlos. We don't know.
Jock Alone.
It's not Jock Alone. Jock Alone was no part of this.
All right. And that is your sound check. Oh, boy. What?
If you thought I was disconnected to the emotions of yesterday, Billy could not have cared less what was going on.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure he understands what's going on.
I don't know if he knows that there was a lineup change.
Explain this again, because Bogus was telling me this in the break. So explain this to the audience.
I walked out of the studio one commercial break yesterday, and this is the only thing anyone's talking about around here is... By the way,
publications, too.
Right. So, I mean, it's literally everywhere. And this was in the middle of yesterday's show where we got Pete crying, you're crying, DA's hosting a show he wasn't supposed to be hosting, Boyle's walking around in some ridiculous getup. But there's a lot going on. And I just pass Billy and I go, you doing okay, Billy, with all this? And, like, very oddly, like, why are you asking? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, you gonna be okay without Sean? Yeah. And went right back to doing whatever. I'm like, I walked away thinking, I don't think he knows what I just asked him.
My man. Now, to Billy's point, I'm not dead, nor am I leaving the building, nor am I leaving the same newsroom.
No, but I don't share DA's confidence that you're going to remember us. You're not going to be here at the same time. You're going to it's happened before. You're going to big time us.
I'm not going to big time.
You're on the way out. We're going to be strangers in 18 months.
You can't spell ruler. You expect to remember us? I mean, give me a break.
Is that nice?
I'm just saying.
Is that nice?
Prove him wrong. Spell it.
No. I was also told yesterday, tipped off by my wife, your father wants to come in for the last show. I'm like, can we calm down?
Yes.
Yes.
Can we calm down?
And then he stays for the job after
the fact. He signs a DA show contract.
Let's everybody relax. I know I was the one crying yesterday, but let's calm down. I'm not, you know.
You have the whole family.
I'm not dead.
We need at least Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, Nancy, the dogs,
Nancy,
everybody.
The dogs.
Stanson Dave gets the second to last Wednesday.
That's right.
Schwartz is with us. Schwartz was one of the OG DA show members with me, Kenny Brock, and DA.
Yeah.
You tweeted out the wedding picture yesterday. Boy, did I look awful on my wedding day. Boy, you talk about regrets. I had a coffee ring around my face. What a bad scene. And you also had a cutting onions thing. You really liked Pete's heartfelt tribute.
It was tough to watch.
Are you trolling? Are you being
serious? No, I'm serious. Like I was watching it at doing some work at home yesterday, and I had just come back from the dentist, so I was in a little bit of pain, and that hit me. It hit
me. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Schwartz. I appreciate it.
Not that you're leaving, just the fact that you guys were crying.
I am never going to be embarrassed for showing emotion, but I did wake up today kind of like, all right, I got that out. Nobody needs to hear me bubbling like a mess anymore. I get crushed for it. But anyway, I will say this for all those wondering as we play DA Show Memory Lane, I guess, for the next 3 or 4 weeks. When I got the job and was hired by, you know, DA and the company to be the producer, the very first person, when it was about to be announced, before it got leaked on, like, what the lineup was going to be at CBS Sports, where they texted me, Peter Schwartz. I'll never forget it.
How about that?
Hey, found out I'm going to be working with you. And I was only a part-timer, about to be a full-timer for the first time. Schwartz couldn't have been nicer about this is going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun in the overnight. And boy, did we for 2 years.
Yes.
Had a lot of fun. But Schwartz, first person to text me. And me, this was my first full-time job. It was a big deal. I'm like, wow, Peter Schwartz, Jet Beat reporter.
texting me.
Right.
Well, we had also worked together because you ran the board
a few times
on when I worked Saturday mornings.
Yeah,
so we had somewhat of a relationship already.
But that meant a lot to me because you
I think I also called you after the Giants won the Super Bowl to congratulate. I didn't call too many people.
You did. I think you did. The 2011 one. Absolutely did.
So the good feelings after that congratulatory text lasted how long before you started messing with Schwartz in the newsroom? Like, tricking him with the update bed.
Well, first of all, once I got real comfortable full time, everybody was going to be messed with. And some people probably got mad at times, but I didn't take it seriously. I am a jokester at heart. I like needling people, but it is always out of good intention because my whole life I've been needled. I was the fat guy with a mushroom haircut growing up my whole life. I had no choice but to be Teflon and push back.
Do you remember the night that we sent Ike to go get food? First, remember Ike came in. He always came in wearing like a shirt and tie. I'm like, would you stop? Like, you're
Ike
overnight
Feldman,
intern, then he was a paid employee.
We were promised Ike, by the way, at Bob's Bar, then he bailed last minute.
Yeah.
So he used to come in very well dressed. Now, in the middle of the night, we had the munchies one night, but we couldn't leave.
Yeah. By the way, the munchies being that we were heavy people like to eat, not that we had smoked a bunch of weed. Right.
Right. That was Kenny.
Right.
So we sent Ike. There used to be an IHOP around the corner.
And
it just opened.
That's right.
Remember the IHOP around the corner?
24-hour IHOP.
And we sent Ike out to go pick up the food. And like an hour later, he had not come back yet.
He was gone.
And we really were concerned that something bad. Well, you never know in this, in New York City, what can happen in the middle of the night. And he just strolls in like an hour later. Like, everything okay? Yeah, I just took my time.
Very cold pancakes. Very cold pancakes. All right, Schwartz.
Well, we'll talk about other memories.
Of course.
There were a number of them.
Oh, man. We had a good time. We had a really good time.
As for the updates, some wheelings and dealings before tonight's NBA draft in Brooklyn. The Celtics, Wizards, and Grizzlies reportedly agree on a 3-team trade that sends center Kristaps Porzingis to the Celtics, guard Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies, and guard Tyus Jones to the Wizards. The Celtics will also get the Grizzlies' first-round pick, 25th overall this year, as well as the Warriors' top 4 protected first-round pick next year. The Nuggets will reportedly acquire the 29th and 32nd overall picks in tonight's draft from the Pacers in exchange for a 2024 first-round pick and the 40th overall pick tonight. As for the draft tonight, 19-year-old French power forward center Victor Wembanyama is expected to go to the Spurs with the first overall pick.
I was just thinking, I was feeling lucky that they got the pick as a franchise that has that culture and that experience in winning and in creating good players, So I really can't wait.
Hornets will pick 2nd, the Blazers 3rd. Forward Chris Middleton declines his $40 million player option with the Bucks. He'll be a free agent. Now to baseball. Let's start with the Freeway Series in Anaheim. Shohei Ohtani on the hill for the Angels, facing the Dodgers, Freddie Freeman.
Oh, one pitch to Freddie. He swings and hits the ball deep to center field. It is headed back to the wall. It is gone! A home run, Freddie Freeman. His 14th of the season. And the Dodgers jump on top, 1-0. Freeman, a solo shot off Shohei Ohtani.
A lot of Dodger fans making the trip to Anaheim there. Tim Everett on Dodgers radio. Dodgers finish off the 2-game sweep, beat the Angels 2-0. Now to Minnesota. Red Sox and Twins tied at 4 in the 10th.
And a 1-1 line drive center field. That's going to land a base hit. Castro heads home. He scores and the Twins win. The Twins walk it off as Kyle Farmer smacks a base hit to center. Castro scores and the Twins beat the Red Sox 5-4 and 10.
Corey Provis on Twins radio. Also last night, you had the Braves and Phillies were washed out. The Reds continuing to win. They've won 11 straight. They beat the Rockies 5-3. The Yankees over the Mariners 4-2. And the Giants have won 10 in a row, beat the Padres 4-2. Now to football. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott was asked by a reporter yesterday what he wants his legacy to be. He talked about wanting to win a Super Bowl, and then he got emotional.
Just as much as I hope I impact and inspire the people, you guys got me today. Got me this morning. A man my mom would be proud of, really. Yeah. Y'all got me. Good job.
Prescott giving Mraz and Bilotti a run for their money with the teardrops.
All we were missing was Pete doing
Have a pen.
That's still the pen. My wife last night, too, she goes, man, Pete with that pen. And she doesn't know about the pen clicking. And D.A. show quotes yesterday, too, with the pen click 15 times. I'm glad we can laugh about it the day later, but that was so funny with Pete with the pen yesterday.
Hockey Hall of Fame.
You know, we got to tweak a few things, Pete, post Sean. Maybe instead of oinks, we do pen clicks for Canadian bacon next spring.
Pete's pen will be a Twitter handle before the end of the day.
Awkward pen clicks already is.
Is it?
Yep.
Hockey Hall of Fame class of 2023 announced yesterday among this year's class, Henrik Lundqvist, Mike Vernon, Pierre Turgeon, and Tom Barrasso. Now, the NHL season came to an end last week with the Vegas Golden Knights hoisting the Stanley Cup. Last night was Game 7 of the American Hockey League Calder Cup Finals. You had the Hershey Bears, the affiliate of the Washington Capitals, and the Coachella Valley Firebirds, the affiliate of the Seattle Kraken. It's Game 7, tied at 2 in overtime.
Evans uses big frame, hooked up a little bit. Bornstrom fins through him. Henrik Bornstrom centers Vecchione, rolled down low, bouncing around, Bornstrom after it, in front, they score! They score! Mike Vecchione! The Bears have done it! They are Calder Cup champions! The Hershey Bears, for the 12th time in franchise history, it's sweeter by the dozen!
That's the voice of the Bears, Zach Fish.
He missed a chance there. He should have called it with, that's a Hershey's kiss. That should have been the way he ended it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
You know?
Especially since they play right next to Hershey Park.
Yeah, and Dan in Mechanicsburg, just know, I believe my sister's mailing out your friend's hat today, the Hershey Bears hat. That was left next to my parents' toilet.
Soaked in what?
By the way, we're only getting to the Calder Cup at the end of June here?
Yeah, I don't know. But here's the thing. It was Hershey and Coachella Valley's in California.
So we were traveling by
train. So they've got to go like back and forth. They went from California to the middle three games in Hershey, then back to California. They don't. Well, it's not like they fly.
But not for nothing. Coach. They're NHL affiliate teams. When you get to the Calder Cup,
I don't know how they travel.
Can those
in the
franchises
playoffs.
Pump a little money and get these teams up to flights?
I'm sure they're flying, but not charter.
Yeah, they're not charter. I don't think they're
like Gordon?
On the Odyssey travel plan.
A little better than that.
Jeez.
90 stars for a one-way ticket.
And remember, like, Hershey's got to get, like, there's no airport in Hershey. They've got to get
close,
to, like,
right?
Harrisburg, or maybe they have to go all the way to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I guess that's true. By the way, the Bear Den sports bar inside the Hershey Lodge, with all the Hershey Bear stuff, oh, mwah, good draft beer.
Now I want to go to Hershey.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
And that's it.
All right.
Thanks, Pete.
We'll see you next hour at some point, right? Whatever we got going on. Pay attention to the
guest
stuff.
If there's no more moves, you know, going on around here, I'll be here.
No, I hope not mid-show. Although
that would be a first.
If Carlos prints me one more thing with half ink, we might have to make a move.
I don't think there's ever been a move ever halfway during a show.
No,
well, there's
that?
Been a bowel movement during shows.
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine that. All right. When we come back, Lance in your pants. How surprising is the lack of interest in Trey?
About as surprised as you reading a rundown.
the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
This is CBS.
It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, outside of Brandon Miller in the top five, Bogues, it's either international with Victor Wembanyama or all this G League elite stuff. What are they, Osman and...
I thought it was Amen. You called him a mom either. It's spelled Amen, but Amen, yeah, and awesome.
I'm going based on the guess I had on Beck UL calling that.
Yes,
about him. Scoot Henderson.
Yes.
We haven't seen any of these guys play, so I'm curious how you feel tonight, because he talked about, like, not knowing the draft's going on. I mean, I think we do based on the Wembanyama stuff, but I wonder if based on, you know, we watched the NCAA tournament, and outside of Brandon Miller, which was all negative stuff, by the way, it kind of kills the vibes a little bit. You're unfamiliar with the guys.
Well, this also is a bad-ish draft after the top three.
Yeah.
Once you clear Miller and Scoot and Wembanyama, then it's kind of you take who you think is the next best guy. And there are some interesting players and names in here. Some guys that you know from college hoops, but this is from top to bottom on the weaker side of things, which I think factors into this as well. But, yeah, the NBA is so much about, like, potential and ceiling.
Yeah.
And so there are guys who are drafted that, and the NBA game is that different from the college game, so you got to figure out if I can do this in college, that translates or not. So that throws things out of whack, and we're picking guys because we think they're going to be good, and so many teams are basically selling off picks or drafting guys that they can stash in Europe. It's a completely different game, and it's not as simple as the NFL draft where you're basically going, I need a left tackle and a cornerback and a wide receiver,
yeah,
and I'm going to get these guys, sure, and then I'm done.
You're right. And by the way, for years and years and years, I mean, this is how Michael Jordan gets passed up. Teams in the NBA would go draft for need. Where can I plug,
right,
and go? I think the NBA has become so positionless in a lot of ways, you should just be going highest ceiling. I don't care if my best player is a wing and the best player on the board's a wing.
Yeah, well, and also, not even from the positionless aspect, just that if you're bad, you just need to take good players,
yeah,
which is the argument in Charlotte for taking Scoot Henderson. Yes, they already have LaMelo Ball, but they just need good players,
yeah,
and he's better in most people's eyes than Brandon Miller.
Probably better than LaMelo Ball.
Well,
or could be.
Either way,
yeah,
figure out how to use the two of them,
right,
as opposed to taking the wrong guy at number two.
Right. The Blazers made a West Final with McCollum and Lillard, who essentially were playing the same position.
Right.
So, right, that's exactly where we're at. Before we have Kevin Millar joining us in a few minutes, let's bring in the great Peter Schwartz again. Hello, Pete.
Good morning. The NBA draft set for tonight in Brooklyn. 19-year-old French power forward center Victor.
It's okay. Nobody knows who he is.
3-2-1.
Never heard of him. Victor Wembanyama.
You got
is
it.
Expected to go number one overall to the San Antonio Spurs.
I just feel really, really lucky, you know, to be able to just to live this life, you know. This sitting, the organization and everything is just, I'm just so lucky.
The Hornets pick second. GM Mitch Kupchak will take the best of the rest.
You know, but right now it's about, you know, adding the best player that we can possibly add to the team. You know, who do we think is going to have the best career, you know, looking back on this 10 years from now?
Kupchak speaking underwater with,
yeah,
reporters
sounded
yesterday.
Sounded like the latest guest I booked, right.
I thought we were past this whole Zoom stuff, unless it was an absolute emergency.
I'm with you, Peter.
Well, the problem is if everybody had digital guys like Kaplan, it wouldn't sound like that.
I mean, right, what's going on?
Charlotte's
an NBA team.
Remember you during the pandemic? You had one where nobody could hear you, right? With the Islanders, wasn't it? The Can You Hear Me Now?
Oh, yeah, because
we're
at their facility.
Yeah.
And at that point, there's no input. You can't speak to anybody.
Yeah.
So they send everybody into the lobby to go on the Zoom. And I'm in the lobby sitting on a chair with literally nobody around me, and they couldn't hear a word I was saying.
It's unbelievable.
And, like, why wouldn't you?
Peter, I think it's your...
You certainly had your fair share. What's it like to be on the...
Peter, you broke up there. Try it again. I don't know if it's your internet or not. Try it one more time.
No, it was the freaking internet service in the building. That's what it was.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, try it. Go ahead.
I love that clip. Oh, the pandemic was different times, man.
The walking back into a locker room,
yeah,
after this whole thing was done, it was like you know, a holiday.
Yeah,
that you get the chance. It sounded like I was walking on the moon.
Can you hear me now?
Schwartz just dying to ask Michael Pekka about the new Kung Pao at the new arena. Question. Oh, what a different time.
Oh,
Peter, you broke up there. Try it again. I don't know if it's your internet or not. Try it one more time.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's too good.
Now I'm crying, but not because of what happened yesterday.
Too good.
Sounds like a video game my kids play.
Peter Schwartz.
Shake Shack.
Right. At Barzell LL, what kind of hamburger bun do you think the new Blue Line Deli should use on the chicken sandwich at the new arena?
I just realized why God did that to me that day.
is for payback for me being so nasty to people at the drive-thru when you can't hear them. When you're driving through Burger King. Your order, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, try it. Go ahead.
I don't even remember where I was in the
other. Oh, that's too good.
Let's just go to baseball. Enough of basketball. Let's go to baseball. We'll start in New York.
Spire deals swung on and ripped to deep left center field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Anthony Volpe.
John Sterling loud and clear on Yankees radio. The Yankees beat the Mariners 4-2. Now to the streaking Reds, featuring Joey Votto, who has nothing to do with the soundbite. I just thought I'd mention his name.
Farmer comes set. The pitch to Alfaro. Swing and a line drive. Caught at first by Spencer Steer. And that's it. Reds win it. Make it 11 straight for the Redlegs.
That was the call on Reds radio. Reds over the Rockies 5-3. Their 11-game winning streak, the Reds' longest in 66 years. Now to Chicago.
Jonas swings and hits one to deep right. Frazier going back. He's at the track looking up. It's gone over the Rangers bullpen. Jonah Heim says, take all the time you want. I'll turn that fastball around and make it a three-run home run. Jonah's blast makes it 6-1 Rangers.
The call on Rangers radio. Rangers beat the White Sox 6-3. Hockey, Henrik Lundqvist, Mike Vernon, Pierre Turgeon, Tom Barrasso, among those elected to the Hockey Hall of Fame yesterday. And from college basketball, defending women's national champion LSU will open their 23-24 season on November 6th against Colorado. It's part of the Hall of Fame series in Las Vegas.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
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 Yeah, John felt better than I did that day on the Zoom.
Actually, it would have been more hysterical if John's connection was going down on the Zoom. How great would that have been? Oh, that was too good.
Peter, you broke up there. Try it again. I don't know if it's your internet or not. Try it one more time.
Oh. Think about that. We went through this. At Robin von Schwartz's expense, he wasn't the only one that had to deal with this.
Oh, this. Let me tell you something. And that the first year in the bubble. And I'm covering the Islanders every day on the Zoom, and nobody went to Toronto
right.
or to Edmonton.
Nobody, right.
Very,
home.
Very few people went. And for the most part, every day, it worked. It worked. I mean, I heard horror stories from other teams, but for the most part, the connection was always great. Now they bring us back to go watch practice in training camp the following year. We're still not allowed to talk to the players in person.
So weird, right?
And the internet connection is terrible in the building.
And this was the new building at the time?
No, this is their practice facility
in
Eisenhower Park.
Okay.
So you're allowed to go watch practice.
Right.
You're literally 20 feet from the players on the ice. But afterwards, you could not talk to the players. They said, okay, the Zoom will start 10 minutes after the players leave the ice.
And I say this seriously, but this is actually ties into sports. This is the problem, the inherent problem, when all of these leagues still are going all in on streaming already. Like, there were times last year Amazon buffered on me with a Thursday night game. Mm. I am very, very concerned about YouTube TV having Sunday Ticket this year in Red Zone. I am very concerned about that. I just, like, we're still not there. Like, we have not, think about it, in 2023, we still haven't even perfected everything with the internet. Isn't that crazy?
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, try it. Go ahead.
I mean, maybe we shouldn't be sending submarines down based with Xbox controllers either. I mean, you think maybe the connection could be lost? No? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to wait on standby here for Kevin Millar. We do have a Thirsty Thursday coming up next hour. Are you ready to toast some stuff next hour?
Yeah, I've got a couple of candidates.
Okay.
And we'll narrow it down.
Maybe we'll reminisce about the time that Pete Bellotti toasted toast.
Joey Votto.
That was you.
Oh, I did that?
Yeah.
I think we drew straws for who was going to toast
that day. That was an idea we had for about a month.
You really workshopped that one, guys.
Yeah, we did.
It's good. Off-Broadway.
Moist Pork tweets in, good morning, Sean Morash and AJ Kaplan. I'm toasting to Bob and Nancy for graciously opening their home to a bunch of strangers and hosting a party I will never forget, and to Nancy for finally figuring out Twitch.
What?
Yeah, well, she was able to watch Twitch over the weekend. She put it up with Pops.
Oh, all right.
Hashtag BB3.
Booski.
Be careful. Hashtag I'm not doing Bob things. Hashtag Twitch fam. All right, joining us now, a guy who once ripped my heart out and stomped on it as a Yankee fan in 2004. World Series champion. and might be a pretty damn good golfer as well. The great Kevin Millar joins me in Bogus now. Kevin, what's up, man?
Boys, what's going on? Now, I'll tell you that, we gave you a three-game lead. We gave you a lead in the ninth in game four.
Don't do that to me, Kevin. Don't do that to me.
I didn't know what else I can do for you. We let you whoop us up in game three. I think it was like 32-1.
I still had to grin my teeth and cheer for Johnny Damon to win me a Super Bowl in 2009. Don't do that to me.
But this is what I don't understand. I get to Boston. They say this rivalry with the Red Sox. You ain't got no rivalry. This is an ass-whooping. It's 27-0 in rings. Can you let us win one? And you know what? You guys have done a great job. We've gotten, what, three or four since the 09?
Yeah.
So now I think now it's the Red Sox are dominating that rivalry, I think.
Yeah, great. Yeah, even when the Red Sox suck, they beat the Yankees the last couple weekends, too. Just absolutely killing me.
No, the sweep wasn't a big deal. That was just a big broom. It wasn't a big deal.
Oh, shut up. Kevin, you're talking to a guy who actually thinks the Yankees was an 0-9 last title is actually too long. Like, he thinks he's a long-suffering Yankee fan.
I am.
Because it's been 16 years since he saw the last of all of those World Series titles.
Isn't it crazy, though? Because you got Seattle up there dying to get up to the postseason win a ring. And the Yankee fans, they go like an offseason and they don't sign everybody and they don't win a World Series. It's like, oh, they're terrible. I can't believe the Yankees suck. I'm like, what? They got 97 rings and we got zero. We haven't won 86 years. Can we just get one, boys, to stop this?
Well, on that note, we're going to get to the American Century Championship, which you will take part in just a moment. You know, the Yankees have been playing without MVP Aaron Judge. Luckily, they've won these last couple nights. But when you look at, you know, the scope of baseball right now with some of these surprise division leaders, are you surprised the Yankees, you know, not that they're that far back, but they're that reliant on Aaron Judge, a team with that kind of payroll? I mean, you guys in Boston had so many, you know, depth of players, but how could the team be this bad without one guy?
It is crazy, right? Because they are a good ball club. I mean, Rizzo obviously went through a little struggle, and I know when the sky's falling, he's over 30. I remember seeing Jeter go for 34, and they were booing him at Yankee Stadium. I was like, that was like booing Santa Claus. And my point is, Judge is a big factor. It's kind of like the Astros with Yordan Alvarez, right? Without him in the lineup, it's like it really skips a beat, and that's a good ball club. But that's where guys like Josh Donaldson and LeMahieu and the Rizzos, they step up and do their job, and not trying to beat Aaron Judge, but it's what you do as a player. You start trying to do too much, right? Alex Bregman starts feeling, maybe I got to fill in the shoes. No, you don't. You just be Breggy, and you just get on fire. And Altuve, you just get on fire. So that's kind of it's a head-scratcher because, let's be honest, Judge has turned into just something that he's almost like an Ohtani. He's the only guy that maybe can even compete with the MVP with Ohtani down the road because you can almost just give it to that Ohtani, and you're like, no, I'm over here hitting 60 homers. He's a special player, and that is a gap in anybody's lineup.
So you mentioned Ohtani, Kevin. Let's go there for a second. The Angels, I know the last couple of days haven't gone well against the Dodgers, but they're 6 over .500. They're in contention in the West. They're definitely in contention for the postseason finally, but there's this pending Ohtani exit in the winter. Do they have to hold on to him no matter what here, or do they need to be smart and make a move at the deadline and get something back for him if they assume he's going to leave this winter?
Yeah, it's a great question, right? It's a financial question because we're dealing with and we're talking about a guy that's never done what he's doing. I don't have any Babe Ruth, video lately, but I will tell you this. This guy, we don't even appreciate him enough. We just kind of expect it. But when you're talking about a guy who hit 50 home runs, steal 40 bags, and win 15 games, strike out 200 guys, of course the Angels want to keep him. But where does that number start? If you pay Garrett Cole over $300 million for a pitcher, you pay, Manny Machado over $300 million for a hitter, this guy hits middle of the lineup, he's your ace, so does the number start with a 7? And now you got to start doing math. And that's kind of the way the business is. Is this a $700 million a contract? There's only going to be a handful of teams that can afford it. Are we going to win the World Series this year, or is this a time that we can go ahead and absolutely plug in our minor league system and get studs? It's not a great decision for a fan base, but that's kind of the mathematical scene behind the scenes. But he is special. I wouldn't let him go. He's somebody there that you just got to sometimes eat the bullet and pay him, and that's what I'm doing with him.
We are living in a world, Kevin, where the Diamondbacks are in first place. The Baltimore Orioles are one of the best teams in baseball. But here are the Cincinnati Reds, winners of 11 straight, albeit a bad division, 5-6 games over. But, how much of the Reds here is just a product of being in a bad division? How much are we actually seeing a young team maybe come of age a little bit and be for real? I mean, a year ago they traded their ace.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, it's a product of your division, right? Red Sox would be in first place in the Central. We were talking, but they're in the East, and they're last. And so the division is definitely a big factor. But the exciting part is the Reds are back. And when Cincinnati Reds are good at baseball, baseball better. It's a baseball town. It's kind of exciting. But then you go and go Eli De La Cruz. This toolbox, you've never seen anything like this. The fastest guy at 6'4", 6'5", throws, has a rocket arm, and his first home run almost goes into the river at 470-some-odd-plus feet. You don't see this toolbox. So when you have the combination of speed and power, that's what we're talking about, like Ohtani. There's a combination there that people don't even realize as big men how fast they are. And so the Reds are an exciting thing. David Bell deserves it. I think they got a great group. And it's kind of like, okay, the Cardinals are struggling. They're not the team that everybody thought they were. And here's the Reds, and you got the Cubs and the Brewers. The Council's done a great job over there. And the Pirates have been in first place a lot in that division. It's almost like a changing of the guards.
So, Kevin, you're playing golf in Tahoe in a couple weekends, and apparently we can kind of play along, too. There's a fantasy aspect to this, and if there is, should we be picking you for our team?
Yes, you should, because I'm going to try every shot. Okay, guys, I'm never going to quit, and that's half the thing. Some of these guys go out and have a few cocktails now. You got the casinos up the road, and next thing you know, they're going to quit on that last day. I'm never going to quit. Uncle Kevin's going to give you everything I got. It's just sometimes it's between 75 and 83, and there's your guy. I might need a hole-in-one and an eagle to win it.
Kevin is one of 80 sports and entertainment celebrities playing in the 34th renewal of the American Century Championship at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course and, of course, South Lake Lake Tahoe. And it'll be Friday, July 14th through Sunday, July 16th. Live coverage, by the way, on NBC and the Golf Channel. And as Bogus just mentioned, go to accfantasygolf.com for a chance to win $10,000 for a charity of their choice. Fans can start building their teams there. Participants have until July 13th to pick their starting team of five players. So, Kevin, do you know who you're going to be playing with yet?
No. So they'll do all that. They do a little thing. They'll draft it and kind of do that way. But we won't know. And then you kind of fall in till as where your score's at. So if you have a big day Friday, then you play with the guys that are kind of somewhat similar. So the first day, usually they're paired up like footballs versus football and baseball and basketball. And you'll have Steph Curry and the boys together and Mahomes and, you know, Travis Kelce be together. A lot of the Braves guys use Smoltz, Glavin, and Maddox are there. But my point is that you're trying to play with the top 20 that second day. You don't want to be down there in the 50th trying to make moving day on Saturday.
So I assume you're playing plenty normally, but at what point, you know, in June, do you kick it into gear to really be in top shape for this event?
We're in Falmouth right now doing another event up here that Mike Millthorpe does, and he runs the Tahoe event, but this is a first-year thing. It's you know, it's a drive for the kids. And it's, you know, we got Mike Vrabel's here, and a funny story, we're in the car, me and myself and Buck Holtz, and we go to Starbucks this morning at 6 a.m. I said, immediately go to Starbucks. So Vrabel's got the app. He's like, what do you guys want? I'm like, you know what, vanilla latte. Buck Holtz goes, yeah, I'll take vanilla latte. And he's like, well, I didn't have that one saved in my phone. I'm like, well, what do linebackers in the NFL order? Black coffee with nails in it? I mean, football players ordering vanilla lattes. So from their side, here's these soft little baseball players that are going to go out and leave the game with a blister, and we'll lose an arm, and we got to be in the next play.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Kevin Millar, one of the best analysts going in baseball, and we're going to be rooting for you in a couple weeks, Kevin. Thank you for joining us this morning, and thank you for ruining my senior year in high school with that World Series, pal.
Hey. Appreciate you, boys. Go Sox.
All right, the great Kevin Millar. Thanks.
Yes.
He's the best. Baseball loves personalities like Kevin Millar. I hate that he was a Red Sox, by the way, because he's such an easy guy to root for.
I was at Yankees Mariners on Tuesday night, and it reminded me of when I was desperately looking for teams to beat the Yankees in the 90s, the Mariners and Griffey and Buehner on that list. Loved those Cleveland teams. But nobody ever actually beat them.
Yeah.
They always kept winning. And then finally Boston in the most perfect way possible. And Johnny Damon, the Game 7 Grand Slam, arguably the biggest home run hit in that building.
Yeah, we get it.
Just perfect. I thank him legitimately for doing that.
Great. All right, when we come back.
Go Sox.
Did the DA show just lose another legend? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're toasting to the good life.
I feel alive.
We are feeling good and doing well.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
It's the DA Show's Thirsty Thursday.
Celebrating with some booskies.
Oh, baby, we're going to do some booskies. Let's start it off with Carlos with a toast. Carlos?
I'm going to toast dog walking apps.
Thanks, Shep.
Very simple reason. Thanks. Thanks, Shep, for taking the booking today. I'm going to toast dog walking apps because...
Wait. I just thought of a great name for a Shep app if he does that. Shep in your step.
What's a dog walking app, Carlos?
Literally, you can book people to walk your dog.
Okay.
So, like, I have somebody coming in at 11:30 to walk my dog because my wife is out all day. I'm doing two other things after this show today, so I'm out essentially all day.
Ooh,
that dog's
man.
Not going to walk. No, hard hat guy.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's got to walk that dog. So
it ain't going to be me, Carlos says.
So you what, leave your key somewhere? Somebody goes into your house and takes your dog?
I put it into a box. I leave the box outside. The walker has instructions to find said box. There's a code that's unique to them.
What, like you hide it somewhere?
Well, no, it's like, you know, in the front, you know, it's in the front of my house.
Okay.
You know,
well, like an Airbnb, like all those places have
little things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a green box. But the guy takes the keys out of the box. He goes in, he grabs the dog, walk around for about half an hour, brings the dog back in, see you later, and moves on with your life. And I give him like 20-something bucks. So,
wow.
Good stuff. Hey, listen. It's either that or spend more on cleaning supplies trying to clean the crap off of my kitchen floor. So toast to the dog walking apps.
Boogies. All right. You don't have a backyard?
No, I live in an apartment building in the middle of Queens. That dog has no business being there.
I always have a tough time with that as a dog. Every dog needs a home, but man, I don't think I could have a dog without a backyard.
It's one of the guilt feelings that I have. Like,
yeah.
I want to buy a house just for that dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it, man.
Does it take you a long time to build up the trust to let a stranger into your house?
Oh, I don't trust these people. I hide stuff of value that, you know, away from that can
Shep.
Be seen. And I also have a camera.
Like,
so when Shep wants to come in and see,
camera's
know, what
key.
I have,
yeah.
I
we
have a camera that's pointing right at the door. So if something does go missing, Shep. I can just notify the company.
Let me tell you something right now. If that was the Shep app, if it was Shep in your step and you downloaded that and he came in to walk your dog, he'd be heating up Hot Pockets, taking Uncrustables out of the freezer.
Right, he'd be a squatter.
Yeah.
He'd live there.
I'll leave the pizza rolls outside so you could just warm them up.
Oh, that's unbelievable. All right, Pete, what do you got?
I am toasting the D-Aliens at Bob's Bar.
So easy.
I'm going easy there. We love you. Thank you for coming. And hopefully we have something down the line there. We visit this something similar next year.
I love it. Booskies?
Booskies!
Pete, you know, this was discussed yesterday after the show without you. We thought maybe next year backyard party at your house?
East Rockaway!
Yeah, I mean, you just toasted them, so you should have no problem, right?
I gotta build a bar first.
No bar. We'll put up some patio furniture.
That's not going to go over well.
Huh. Mm. Well, you just toasted them. I think you'd be very more than welcome to have in your backyard.
I would enjoy that opportunity, but I don't have the necessary stuff.
Oh, so it's just logistics. It's not
logistics,
welcoming these people into your property.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Okay. Interesting. All right, Schwartz, who are we toasting?
I am toasting Victor Wembanyama. I feel like the two of us got off to a bad start a few weeks ago. And if I'm going to have to report on him on these updates and potentially talk about him on shows, I feel like I owe him an apology because I didn't know who he was. You know, we don't give French basketball scores on CBS Sports Radio or on the WFAN updates.
I literally had
no idea who he was until I saw a tweet about him. So I want to apologize to Victor. I want to toast him and congratulate him on being the number one pick in tonight's NBA draft.
Booski.
That's very nice of you, Schwartz. To the Victor go the spoils, huh?
Oh. To the Victor go the Spurs? No?
Whoa.
Not bad.
Not funny.
Oh. See, Morty doesn't have to leave.
See, it was a tangled web that I had to go through.
All right. Everyone can do it.
Wow. Boy, headlines tomorrow should be no big deal, huh?
If you can do it, Tuba could do it too.
Oh, Wembenyama. What's my name?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're good now.
All right. San Antonio, oh no.
Thanks for asking, Sean. Second straight week, I'm going to toast people who can't actually enjoy a booski. I'm going to toast both of my kids. Today, I'm running out of this place at 10 whatever to get home because my daughter graduates, air quotes, from sixth grade, moving up to middle school. So we get an afternoon ceremony back on Long Island, in Long Island. Got to get there in a hurry. And tomorrow, my kid's got
his... on. You were right the first time.
Tomorrow, my kid, weather permitting, has his first district baseball game. He made a little our neighborhood all-star team playing other neighborhoods. Hoping to advance outside of our little nook of Long Island, but we'll see. But got his uniform last night with the Little League patch on the sleeve, his name on the back, his own hat with his number on it.
There you go.
It says All-Star on it.
That's
pumped.
That's great.
You know what? You need to start muttering and act like a nickname is born. You got to start calling him Jake the Rake.
Well, they call him Jake the Snake, and he doesn't get
like he's always hit.
Yeah, that's more baseball sense. But the problem with Jake the Snake, they don't understand the Jake the Snake Roberts reference.
Jake the Snake was a heel. You know, I'm sure people love your kid.
Yeah.
Oh, does he have heelish tendencies?
Is he
Jake
fast?
Jake was a face, too.
He's quick.
Jake the Quake?
No, Jake the Rake is better.
Okay.
Just call him Rake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Rake Bogus is a good,
sports
name. That's a good old strapping American name.
Hopefully he can bog down and do a good job.
It's not funny.
There's something there.
Yeah, in the land of Jake Believe. Anyway, I'm going to toast Knockout Neil / Eric with a K. You know, when I showed up... When I showed up 6 days ago at Bob's Bar and I parked my car on my own because Gelb wasn't there yet, I said to myself, well, I'm not seeing my car again until Saturday. I'm going to have to, get back and my wife dropped me off and I'll get the car. But thanks to Knockout Neil and Eric with a K, I had to essentially stop drinking to make sure nothing went awry. So I didn't wake up Saturday with a hangover. I also woke up with my car on my own driveway. Now it could be my last ever true event where I was a part of the show and could hang out with listeners and drink and have a really good time. I didn't get to experience that because I had to worry about a guy who wouldn't sit the freak down and kept spitting in my face, talking really close, or then bumping into me as I tried to eat my egg sandwich, and then kept basically putting his arms around me to the point it was too much. Now, that was all great, but I really am toasting the fact that I didn't wake up with a hangover and I could drive my car to my house. You know, again, would have been great to really get drunk with Steven Severna Park or, show Moist Pork how moist I can get. That would have been great.
Hey, now.
Or maybe drink some of Gloria Splat's Kona Big Waves he was genuine to bring me. But again, I had to stop to make sure that nothing got out of control. So I want to toast Neil. Thank you, bud. By the way, Neil did apologize, so I should point that out. But I've been waiting.
Can he apologize for putting his tongue in my ear?
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. That's your Thirsty Thursday. 855-212-4227.
I had one of Gloria Splat's Konas because they're delicious. But he wasn't drinking them. He had some kind of, I think he said it was Japanese beer that almost was coming out of like a mini champagne bottle that he was pouring just for himself.
Biggest upset, Gloria Splat, a good guy.
So I said this week that that Moist Pork didn't
look... Not a jerk in person.
No.
Gearboard Warrior.
Moist Pork didn't look as regal as I was expecting.
Yeah.
I would have never thought Gloria Splat looked like that, too. Regular guy, good guy, doesn't match the persona.
No. And he was very upset that Cap had already revealed his identity as Eric and Nova on...
Right.
Yeah. And Cap played dumb. I don't remember doing that. I mean, Cap, we all have the text.
Cap got some strong hamstrings because, you know, he backs it up so much.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So there you go. Either way, it was a fun time. And look, Neil, we can't encourage drinking at a bar and then when a guy gets too drunk, kill the guy. So it was not... But, you know, there comes a point in time where you got to feel for the room.
I mean, there is...
You don't need 17 twisted tees before, if you can't handle, you got to know how you handle yourself.
Yeah. If you want to be that messed up at 8 p.m. because you've been drinking since 6 a.m., that I can understand. But to be in that state as fast as he was, I think is where the concern comes in.
Or there's different kinds of inebriated, right? Like everybody handles their, you could be.
Randy
like,
in Alabama.
Right.
Was fine. Great. Right.
Fun and giggly is fine. But
well,
like,
he asked me the same question four times.
Okay. That did happen. Yes.
To the point where you're aggressive.
Yeah.
Ugh. The worst. And then everybody looking at me, you know, Bob's Bar, Sean, you organize this, take care of this. Oh, great. So I had to handle that. That was fun. Okay. I'll stop ranting now. It is a thirsty Thursday. All right. Steven Saverna Parks says, good morning, Sean and Andrew. I'm toasting our dogs. They love us no matter what. Toasting all of the ones with us and those who have moved on. Love them. Hashtag Booskies. Jeez, Steve.
Booskies.
Don't make me cry there.
Great guy, Steve.
Joe Mama tweets in, I trashed my broken wrist on Tuesday, so toast to having of work?
Off of work.
Off of work. That's
Joe
what
Mama.
It is.
Come on, man.
Missing an F.
Dixieland Dan, toast to you, Mraz. I truly believe the DA show would not be where it is without you. Great member of the mothership and going to be greatly missed. I consider you a good friend, even if we've never met. Thank you, Mraz. We Dalians wish you nothing but happiness, my friend. I appreciate that, Dan.
Booski!
I do consider you a friend as well. Adam, the former bath guy, not the current one, says, I'm toasting my soon-to-be 19-year-old daughter for completing her first year of university, all while working and earning her own money. Hashtag making daddy proud.
Booski.
Good for you, Adam.
How about Mariana?
Should we ask Adam if she's hot enough for Boyle?
I'm toasting to my toddler. Yesterday, he ate his first entire cheeseburger. He didn't even pick it apart, just ate the whole thing like a real human. Hashtag sodium with puffiness.
Booski.
Like a real human. I've been there, too. You forget that your kids are human beings.
They forget that you are.
I remember when Taylor finally went on the potty. I was like, look, she went in the bathroom like a real human.
Unlike
just
her dad.
For the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can do it, too, Daddy. I promise.
Exactly.
They're training you.
Yeah. Wolf Stars, Waiha Nakawizi, a.k.a. Mike, tweets in, I'm toasting all the amazing pictures people shared from Friday's Bob's Bar Show. Thanks all who did that. I hope the tradition somehow continues. Hashtag Bob's Bar Show 3. As we said, we're going to work on that with DA. If we want it to continue, people are going to have to pitch in and do a little more help.
Is there a third sister DA could marry to get back in the... Like, what?
And I should toast my sisters as well. I think them and my parents, like, those eggs didn't cook themselves. There was a lot of cleaning up that went into it. I really do thank my whole family for doing it. I think it almost goes because we're doing the show unnoticed. Like, the thing needs to operate with, for lack of a better term... employees of Bob's Bar, and they served as that?
No, they're amazing. I don't know how you came out of the four of them.
We're all a little screwed up, let's be honest.
But they're
we all
they're
can put on a good
you.
Show.
Yeah, but like your one sister was inside working, like legitimately working.
Yeah.
The other one has, like a really good job.
Yeah, she banged out, a little sick day.
So like, they're both married, I think. Well, one of them
one's
still lives
about
at home, right?
to get married. She's still living at home.
Okay.
But there's talks to break her contract with home and get out to somewhere else.
But has she been home longer than you were home?
She's 30.
Okay.
I was out at 24.
All right, so that's a tough sell.
Right.
You at least were down the block at some point.
Yeah.
But I still think they live in a like under normal parameters. Like all of them have a handle of what languages are spoken in what country and fresh water,
that's
salt
true.
Water.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. No, we're functional adults.
They
sure.
are. Like, they don't have accidents.
I mean, I'm a functional adult. First of all, everybody has accidents. And anybody tells you they've never
they
had
don't.
An accident is
no,
lying.
No, they don't. No one else has done what you've done twice.
You've never trusted a fart wrongly.
I have never had to run away from a microphone and throw
underpants
out.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, sorry that hasn't happened to you at work. I'm talking about in life.
No.
Yeah, in
couch,
life.
Out at the park.
Yeah.
Schwartz, come on.
Yeah, in life.
You've had...
No, yes, of course.
Okay, see, Schwartz is admitting to it. You're
great.
Lying,
I'm glad you have. I'm glad you have company.
I know that Bilotti has made in his pants before.
click a pen. One pen is yes, I have. Two clicks is no, I haven't, doofus.
Why do you think Eric and Nova's name is Glorious Splat? He relates.
Apparently he's proud of it too, if it's glorious.
Come on, Carlos. You brag a lot about some of the food you eat, right? Yeah, huevos rancheros, you're not running for the hills?
Well, first of all, I'm not Mexican, but I will enjoy some
Thank you for your racism as well.
Thanks for your cultural sensitivity. But yes, at like 2 o'clock in the morning, you might feel like, oh, I thought that was air, and I have to run out.
But you get to the bathroom, don't you?
Like a functioning adult, or functioning adult.
Yeah. We've all had to rush
the name of Schwartz's biography. All right, let's... Before we get Pete a heart attack, let's get to the update.
It is draft night in the NBA. The
Power
20
forward center Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama. Yes, that guy expected to go number one to the Spurs, and he was asked yesterday about the hype surrounding him.
No. You know, I don't let all this stuff get into my head, because I got such high expectations for myself that I'm immune to all this stuff. So no, I really don't care.
The Hornets will have the second pick, the Blazers third, then the Rockets and Pistons will round out the top five. The Celtics, Wizards, and Grizzlies reportedly agreed to a 3-team trade that sends center Kristaps Porzingis to the Celtics, guard Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies, and guard Tyus Jones to the Wizards. And the Nuggets will
Victor
reportedly acquire
Wembanyama.
I'm done with him already. Victor Wembanyama.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, try it. Go ahead.
Wembanyama. Having a problem with the signal from France. Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Peter, you broke up there. Try it again. I don't know if it's your internet or not. Try one more.
Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, good time.
Yeah. Sure you want to go down the hall?
Fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Nuggets will reportedly acquire the 29th and 32nd.
Brian Windhorst on TV right now looks exactly how I looked at a suit the other day. Can't get that top button.
You were not that pale, though.
Cannot get that top button. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like Paul Bearer from the old WWE right now.
Is he okay?
Of course he is. He birthed Undertaker and Kane.
Was he working the phones all night? He looks yellow.
Right.
Somebody jaundice.
Somebody tell Wendy the Marcus Smart trade's not that important.
The Nuggets will reportedly acquire the 29th and 32nd overall picks in tonight's draft from the Pacers in exchange for a 2024 first-round pick and the 40th overall pick tonight. This college basketball news this morning, Duke head coach Danny Hurley has reportedly agreed to a new 6-year contract that will guarantee him almost $33 million. That new deal will put him among the highest paid coaches in the nation, now under contract through the 28-29 season. Now to baseball. Let's start in San Francisco.
Two strikes to count. Here it is. Swing. Line drive right center field. That's going to get in there. Base hit. Peterson around third, heading home. Here comes a long throw to third from Tatis, way offline, as Yastrzemski's in there safely. And the hits just keep on coming for the Giants.
John Miller, Giants Radio. Giants have made it 10 in a row. They beat the Padres 4-2. Now in Arizona.
McGill look at second, and now the 0-2. Curveball. That's hit in the air. Right center down for a base hit. Pavin's going to be waved around third, and he will score another RBI for Rivera. And it's now 5-1 Diamondbacks.
How did John Sterling get in the Diamondbacks radio booth?
I don't know.
That's unbelievable.
He's everywhere.
He's amazing. Diamondbacks over the Brewers 5-1. Also yesterday, you had the Dodgers beat the Angels 2-0. Rangers over the White Sox 6-3. The Yankees beat the Mariners 4-2. So obviously John Sterling was able to get a very quick flight to Arizona after calling that game. Astros beat the Mets 10-8. You had the Blue Jays over the Marlins 6-3. Hockey, Henrik Lundqvist, Mike Vernon, Pierre Turgeon, Tom Barrasso among those elected to the Hockey Hall of Fame. And now, it's time to get stunned.
Wembanyama.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Yeah, I think sometimes in life, as you get older, the way you get paid for your job becomes a little different. Like, you start out, maybe you deliver newspapers, you got paid in cash.
Yes.
You know, certain oddball jobs, you get paid in cash, right?
Yeah.
Then you get, like, real jobs somewhere down the road, and you get paid with a check.
Right.
And now, more modern times, we get paid direct deposit.
Direct deposit. Beautiful
right
thing.
Right into your bank. Like, you don't have to go cash a check, sign anything. The money goes in.
Well, love it.
This comes from Atlanta. You won't believe it.
Okay.
The owner of an auto repair shop who paid a former employee with 91,500 oily pennies has been ordered by a judge to pay nearly 4 million more cents. A federal judge ruled that Miles Walker, who owns AOK Walker Auto Works in Peachtree City, Georgia, owes $39,934 to 9 workers for unpaid overtime and damages. Attorneys for Walker agreed to the payments to settle a civil lawsuit brought by the U.S. Labor Department accusing Walker of retaliating against former employee Andreas Flatten in 2021. Flatten filed a complaint with an agency saying Walker owed him a final $915 paycheck. The employer dumped that amount in oil-covered pennies in Flatten's driveway. The mountain of loose change came with a pay stub signed with an expletive.
Didn't we do this original story in Stunt in 2021?
So, this is my fault. I saw this as an update yesterday, and I meant to tell
whoever's
going to be here today that we had done. We did the original story.
I'm having deja vu.
Yeah, we did the story where this $915 in pennies was dumped on the driveway.
And
this is the follow-up to that, being a jerk that day has now cost him $40,000.
So it's okay to give the update.
No, it is. Yeah, I'm just making sure it's the same story that I'm having flashbacks to 2 years ago about.
Yeah.
So you have to pay. And by the way, so damages is what? The fact that you made them wait that long for the money?
What I didn't fully see was the timeline, whether because he was a jerk that led other people to go after him, or this was all happening at the same time. But I guess the damages are, that like, you didn't pay me, therefore I missed out on some extra cash.
Wow.
And,
right.
There's nothing worse than not getting paid at a job. Nothing worse. Pay your employees. They are not servants. Pay your employee. And come on, you're going to be a jerk to somebody because they want their money and dump oily pennies on their driveway? I have no time for somebody like that. Frankly, they should owe more money.
Well, they do. Walker agreed to pay nearly $8,700 more to Flatten and owed overtime and damages. 8 other workers are to receive amounts between
Before you finish that, he's screwing employees that bad. Could you imagine what he's doing to you as the customer? We've all been at these auto shops.
Oh, yeah.
Where you need something else replaced. If I hear one more time about my cabin filter. I mean,
you have to have trust in your mechanic. It's hard to find one.
This guy definitely screws over his employees left and right. And his patrons.
Got it.
You know?
You got to change the differential fluid in your car.
Yeah, the differential fluid.
Oh, when I first started driving, I took the car to my first oil change. I took it to a Jiffy Lube.
Oh, boy.
And the guy comes out and goes, everything is fine, except you really should change your differential fluid. Now, I didn't know anything better. So I said, okay, change it. That was like $30, whatever it was, right? And I came home. My father, may rest in peace, said to me, how did everything go with the oil change? I said, it was great. And, you know, and the really nice guy there said the differential fluid had to be changed.
Oh,
and he said, are you stupid?
That's incredible.
So I learned at a very young age that if they ever tell you to change your differential fluid, don't do it, because your father will yell at you.
I was today years old knowing that's not a real thing.
Unreal.
I do it all the time, every 6 months.
Well, now I know not to look out for that.
You know who shouldn't change the differential fluid? The Cincinnati Reds. We discuss them next.
Yeah.
The A Show on CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
All right, your question of the day I have to now find because Carlos didn't include it in the email.
Have you ever been asked by someone to try on clothes because you're the same size as their relative?
Okay, here it is. Yes, because Schwartz is saying his kids have been asked. 83% say nope, that's weird. 11% said no, but I would. 4% said yes, and I'll do it. 0% said yes, and I refuse.
I love that we got a zero answer.
Yeah. That might be the first zero we've ever gotten on a choice here ever. That's incredible, Carlos. All right. Oh, by the way, the question wasn't there. I just didn't have the results. My bad, yep. Carlos. All right. Anyway, here's your advanced analytics points. It takes 700 gallons of water to make a cotton shirt. A single cotton shirt?
I don't believe that.
There's no way that's true.
If the internet says it's true, it's true.
There's no way it's true. Men initially wore high heels. Of men's boots were for riding horses so they didn't fall off.
Pete's had enough.
The French general Napoleon hated soldiers wiping their noses on their sleeves so much that he had tailors sew buttons onto the sleeves of the soldiers' jackets. These buttons served no real purpose other than to be uncomfortable when people would wipe their nose, but Sean would still find a way.
You're like Ron Burgundy. If I write it, you'll say it.
Because I don't pre-read anything. And if you've learned anything, by the way, if you do interview for my job, Carlos, understand the DA also doesn't read anything before you give it to him.
I also would not say that to DA.
Okay.
The department has some whiskey today.
How's everybody doing? By the way, I found out, I mean, you want to talk about cesspools of America. My mother is actually on Twitch, not just like viewing on Twitch. She created a name. And
can you confirm that that's actually her?
Yeah, because she texted me. She goes, I love this Twitch chat room. I go, excuse me? And I had to go back and look at this. And it's like, I'm not doing Bob things. No, that's my mother. By the way, Mom, it's a little too late to get in on that chat room, huh?
She doesn't need to leave with you.
We're signing Bob.
Yeah, the fan's getting you. They're not getting the family.
Right, and you're different day parts, so there's no conflict in her listening. She can be with us in the morning and you in the afternoons.
What a twist that would be. My mom texting Pete saying they shouldn't treat you like this after all the texts I've gotten during the show.
During talks.
Over the years.
She texted you today about this?
No, I'm saying like how many times she's texted me.
Oh, right.
You know, don't let them do that. Ba, ba, ba. Don't let them mention your farts. Ba, ba, ba.
Yeah, I mean, your mom has a time, and I've been critical of her. She has blindly defended you too many times.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I could be wrong, more recently, she's actually not done that. You've gotten more, be nicer to people. Like, I feel like she's a little more critical of you.
And I will say, when this all kind of got finalized here,
mm-hmm.
And earlier in the week, I had to pick up my girls, and I sat at her house. She said to me, just promise me you'll stop doing all the antics you do and take your life more professionally. I said, Mom, I can assure you the reason they're hiring me is for me to continue doing my antics.
Except with a different name.
Exactly.
If you stop the antics, they'll be like, why did we bring this guy?
Why don't you just trust me on this one a little bit? Why don't you just trust me on this one? All right. Now it's time for your epic fail. PDB, what did we select as the epic fail today?
The Schwartz signal problems.
Peter Schwartz, we're reminiscing here over great DA show moments over the next month. And with Schwartz in, we brought up how he couldn't connect on Zoom during an Islanders press conference. Here it is, your epic
Even
fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Kupchak speaking underwater with reporters
sounded
yesterday.
Sounded like the latest guest I booked. Right.
I thought we were past this whole Zoom stuff, unless it was an absolute emergency.
I'm with you, Peter.
I mean, what's going on? It's an NBA team.
Remember you during the pandemic? You had one where you couldn't, nobody could hear you, right? With the Islanders, wasn't it? Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, at their facility.
Yeah.
And we, at that point, there's no input. You can't speak to anybody.
Yeah.
So they send everybody into the lobby to go on the Zoom. And I'm in the lobby sitting on a chair with literally nobody around me, and they couldn't hear a word I was saying.
It's unbelievable.
And, like, why wouldn't you?
Peter, I think it's your...
You certainly had your fair share. What was it like to be on the...
Peter, you broke up there. Try it again. I don't know if it's your internet or not. Try it one more time.
No, it was the freaking internet service in the building. That's what it was.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, try it. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Good.
Pandemic was different times, man.
Walking back into a locker room after this whole thing was done, it was like a holiday.
Yeah.
That you get the chance...
I was...
It sounded like I was walking on the moon.
Can you hear me now?
Schwartz just dying to ask Michael Pekka about the new Kung Pao at the new arena. Question.
Now I'm crying, but not because of what happened yesterday.
Shake Shack.
Right. Matt at Barzell LL, what kind of hamburger bun do you think the new Blue Line Deli should use? Ooze on the chicken sandwich at the new arena.
I just realized now. I just realized why God did that to me that day is for payback for me being so nasty to people at the drive-thru when you can't hear them. When you're driving through Burger King. Hello? Your order, please?
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
I don't even remember where I was in the
oven. Oh, that's too good.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Pete, I don't know where the pat on the back whistle is. First of all, it's a great fail by Carlos. But me doing the dragged out asking about the food at the new arena, personally speaking, was one of the funniest things I feel like I've ever said. I don't know why. Listening back to it, that actually is going to make me, like, you know, when you're not supposed to laugh at yourself, it's going to make me laugh the whole ride home because it's so true. But that's the irony that went over Schwartz's head. He didn't care about third line combinations, the Islanders' power play.
Nope.
Like, if you take back that, if you go back to that era, that weird pandemic era where Schwartz kept asking about the arena. Do you know what soft serve ice cream will be in section 323?
Can I have a leftover comp ticket?
And this is in the process of, remember, Schwartz also getting stuck in the elevator in the parking garage at Yankee Stadium and almost missing their food tasting event. That was around the same time.
He had to be rescued.
And we had to call the New York City Fire Department to rescue Peter Schwartz out of an elevator at Yankee Stadium so that he could eat the free tempura that's going to be served in the third baseline.
And I think there was something going on that day, too.
Oh, right. There was a big event. Yeah, it was a bad event that we needed all hands on deck for. Oh, man. Thanks, Pete the Body. Thanks, Carlos, for the K. We begin to heal now. Thank you, Bogey. Thank you, Kaplan. We're going to have fun tomorrow, Bogey's recap of the NBA draft.
5 guests tomorrow.
Yeah, only 2, I think. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.
Load it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.